A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored, like the flesh of a young child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." The word of the Lord. There are several rules in the game of golf, but for the beginner, there are basically 2 rules to keep in mind. Number 1, keep your head down. And number 2, keep your swing slow and easy. When I play, I inevitably break one and or both of these rules. I either lift my head too soon or swing way too fast and hard. Inevitably, the ball goes sailing off to the right or to the left, into a sand trap or into the trees. Time and again, my golf partners say to me, "Keep your head down. Just swing slow and easy." When I remember this, I'm amazed that the ball actually goes down, straight down the fairway. Naaman wasn't playing golf, but he was thinking that his healing would only come from doing something hard and something difficult. He wanted to swing hard and fast. He resisted the ease with which the prophet was offering him for healing, simply to plunge 7 times in the waters of the Jordan. But Naaman wasn't buying it. The River Jordan was discolored, sluggish, and muddy. The rivers in his own land were far clearer and cool, gushing forth from mountain streams. If the task was to be an easy one, surely it would have been much more convenient to have washed in those rivers and been healed of his disease. Sometimes, though, the hard thing to do is what appears to be the easiest. Perhaps the really hard part for Naaman, the commander of an army who had direct access to his king, was listening to a young slave girl who told him about the prophet in Israel. Or perhaps it was listening to his servants who convinced him to do what the prophet had recommended. Sometimes it's hard for us to listen to those who are younger or who seem to have less importance than we think we have. Because Naaman was willing to swallow his pride and accept the humility that beckoned him to the River Jordan, essentially to keep his head down and swing easy, he was healed of his leprosy. Our attitude about the leprosy of sin in our lives is similar to that of Naaman. We believe we have to do something difficult in order to be healed and forgiven by God. I recall the movie The Mission, where the character Rodrigo Mendoza carried as a penance a huge net containing his armor and sword up the cliffs to the Paraguayan jungle of the Guaraní, the native peoples he used to trade as slaves. The Guaraní recognized him, but once they saw him in his humility, they forgave him and cut the net from him and threw it over the cliff. The leprosy of sin in our lives can leave us feeling like we are the ones carrying the weight of the protective armor of our defense mechanisms up a huge cliff in order to satisfy God before God will grant us forgiveness and healing. Such is not the case. The truth of the gospel is that we are invited to do one simple act, to turn our hearts to the Lord and open them to God's merciful healing. But it takes humility. Perhaps that is the hardest part of the task for us, to swallow our pride and acknowledge our need for God's love and mercy. God doesn't ask of us any great demonstrations or even eloquent prayers. The Lord simply asks that we acknowledge our need for mercy and compassion and turn to Him. There are many ways to be in right relationship with God, but there are two rules, if you will, to keep in mind. Hope in the Lord and trust in God's Word. When we do so, we'll find the fair way of life that will lead to God, who is full of kindness and plenteous redemption.